The Crucifixion of Jesus. Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened to the cross. The sign was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin, and it read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them. To decide who would get the shirt, they cast lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Christ of God, the Chosen One." The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said, "since you are under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise." From the sixth hour until the ninth hour, darkness came over all the land. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli lama sabachthani," which means, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Immediately, one of the guards ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar, put it on a stick, and offered it to Jesus to drink. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." And he called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he had said this, he breathed his last. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks split. The tombs broke open, and the bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs, and after the resurrection of Jesus, they went into the holy city and appeared to many people. When the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, "Surely he was the Son of God." And when the people who had gathered to witness this sight saw what took place, they beat their breasts and went away.